Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Oh, boy. I love Jeanine Pirro, the attorney on Fox. She has a 9 o'clock Saturday night show. She came out and said, get rid of Paul Ryan. It's hard for us in this light to see how Donald Trump was outfoxed and outsmarted, because you just don't visualize anyone who's mastered the art of the deal, getting, I don't know whether the word is outsmarted, but because he's new in politics, out experienced. Now, I know it's easy for me to sit here and a lot of people to sit there and justify what happened and understand seeing it from the outside. I think this is a clear case of misjudgment on the part of Donald Trump. And through this whole process, and by the way, let me clarify my position. I am thrilled that this health care plan got rejected. The downside is it hurts credibility. But these things are temporary, and they can move on. I always felt, again, as an outsider, not as an inside genius, not like Joe Scarborough, who rants on and on. I mean, God, the guy knows everything, except he's gone too far left. I can't stop talking about Joe Scarborough. He's one of these people who fascinates me. And I knew from the beginning that tax reform, middle-class income tax cuts, corporate tax cuts, except for the corporate, and I agree with this. You know, I'm a capitalist, and whatever you can make, you make, but we have to have some solution to this escalating $20 trillion debt. I knew that practically it would have been great if Obamacare could have been repealed and replaced. Repealing is easy. Replacing is awful. I knew that the tax cuts, I think we're talking as much as $1.3 trillion here in money, that since health care is one-sixth of the United States economy, I knew in my mind, and I'm not second-guessing anybody. I mean, come on. I knew in my mind that if this fell through, it was a plus and a minus. Number one, those SOBs led by Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi would be gloating, and they would still retain ownership of this plan. Say what you want. It's exploding. It's imploding first. It will explode. Carriers are leaving left and right. People are uninsured. This is a massive trend. I don't know what date it will collapse. It's going to collapse. It never worked. We should have stayed with the system we had initially that was working for many people and sat down. Congress should have sat down and said, what can we do with the system we have that will provide precondition coverage, and I don't want to see anybody go broke because they get sick, and it happens all the time. when you have to choose between a doctor and eating food or prescriptions, it's pretty serious situation, and you can't keep going to the emergency room. So I felt that with the $1 trillion, it was pragmatically much more sensible to do the repeal and replace. But in the ultimate sense of dealing with reality, if that wasn't going to pass, and you know the Democrats weren't going to let it pass. I know there were 20-some-odd votes here through the right-wing extension of the Republican Party. I know that. But it didn't take much to make it fail. They needed 21 votes. I don't know how many short they fell, 28 or 30. I knew that once we jumped into the Reformation and the reconstruction of our income tax system, and everybody agrees on this, Republican, Democrat, and I'll get to that in a second. It's not going to matter because the level of hatred is so intense. Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking here, I hate Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and that whole group so much. I mean, how do you overcome that to negotiate? Do you know how you do it? You do it by saying, okay, guys, let's sit down and get this done because this is for the American people. I just honestly don't think many of them care. And I think that's where the root of the problem is, and it's the way our system is constructed. They were brought on to be public servants, and Republican and Democrat, whether you're evil or whether you're stupid, they're not going to rectify these problems. And if this were done first and it were done successfully, there'd be a great opportunity to move in to cost reduction on our tax system. Now it makes it difficult because a lot of the parameters financially and those components which affect how this is resolved, we don't know, which makes this more difficult. As far as Paul Ryan is concerned and Jeanine Pirro's comments, get rid of him. I couldn't agree more. He's a bright guy. He lacks the social skills to do what he does. This should have been done with a nod to someone who's contemptible, Chuck Schumer, and to Mitch McConnell. It just should have. I mean, that's the reality of Washington. That's how Washington works. You just don't go from the business world into Washington and assume you can run it the same way. I mean, I'm learning as we go along, too. Can't do it. And I think Trump's ego prevented him and stopped him from doing it. Now, you can get into the specifics of who's and how much he's listening, but I'll tell you, apparently he listened a lot to Paul Ryan. Maybe he's much smarter than we all think, and he knew this was going to fail, and use Ryan as a scapegoat, and know that the Republicans wouldn't be tagged with owning Obamacare. If this vote had passed, good or bad, and apparently it wasn't great, and I'm not going to get into the few technical aspects of it that I know, because who's read the bill? I mean, I'm not going to sit around and read that bill. If that bill had passed, the Republicans would be the owners of a bill that, according to those involved, and I haven't heard a good rebuttal from the moderate wing of the Republicans, would lose another 24 million coverage. Another 24 million people covered. That is a devastating political defeat. I mean, you can look at the numbers of the CBO and believe them or not believe them. But if this is true, and apparently I've heard enough in this from watching all of these shows and listening to the experts, the ones I hate, Ezekiel Emanuel, and the ones I like, Jim Jordan, just giving you examples from one extreme to the other. And I'm convinced that this loss was not a loss for the Republican Party, and it may not be one for Trump. And maybe this is Trump's way to try to arrange an exit for Paul Ryan, who is no damn good for this party as the speaker. I think he's untrustworthy. He's the consummate rhino. And I think, after having said this, and I'm not really contradicting myself, Trump should have sat down with Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer and said, how do we get this done? I don't like Mitch McConnell. I detest Chuck Schumer. But you had a defection from the Republican Party. You've had a 100% unanimous no vote from the Democrats. And they're all thinking of their own hides in the 2018 election. I'm not doubting that for 1 minute. And it doesn't matter because I have no desire to be. I wouldn't mind being a lobbyist with the money they're making, but no desire to be part of Congress. But if I were, I'd have to say to my wife and kids, you know, I got to be careful how I vote here. Do I vote my conscience and get voted out my next time in office? Or do I vote to go along with something that I don't support that much? It'll allow me to stay in Congress and do good for other things for people. I mean, that's a rationalization. This is not easy. And Ryan apparently has the support of the Republican Party. Trump is so shrewd, I almost sit back and wonder, was this deliberate? You know, it's like an ongoing weekly series on television. It's like the one, I guess it's like the real one. I don't watch it, so I can't comment. All right, more coming up.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
800-516-5533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do. All right, I think they've had enough of that, Matt. Listen, thank you. Another great song. Boy, I love karaoke because I don't have a good voice, but I mean, I'm really into these songs, and I guess it's one of the frustrations in life. I can really perform during karaoke. However, that hasn't got me anywhere. What has got me somewhere is having a chance to communicate the messages I do here every single day. And so back to the psychology of what's going on here in politics. Now, I don't think I would have said this. I keep saying this, but I'm more and more. I mean, I'm as certain as I can be, and I've been as certain as I can be for a long time. So, let me not be dramatic. There's a fifth column in this country, a fifth column. This is designed to, overthrow the government the way it is, and it's not just. In my mind, and from what I've seen. It consists of the Obamas. It consists of the Clintons, and to some, it's my opinion. All right, so I'm not stating something here from a sense of liability. This is my opinion, and that the Bushes were at least peripherally involved in a global marketplace. You see, the thing with the Bushes are they're likable, and Jeb is too, even though he's a jerk. They're likable. And Saul Alinsky, the father of all of this, really, in Rules for Radicals, and the god and hero of Hillary Clinton, even more so than Barack Obama, and Barack Obama put this into effect. Now, I haven't read Rules of Radicals, but I've read excerpts from it. And one of the ways to ingratiate yourself into society, this is no big secret, it's get people around you to like you, to trust you, to put on that behavior. And Barack Obama, as much as I detest him, was the perfect person for that because he, and I'm going to be objective here. You know, he She can be as charming as Reagan or any of them when he smiles and he talks. And he's got remarkable social skills when he wants to use them. The problem with Trump is that I have never met Donald Trump, but I have been a guest twice at Mar-a-Lago. I talk to a lot of people who intimately know him. He's incredibly likable, incredibly warm, engaging. He listens. He's not the jerk he appears to be in his role as president. And I say that, and I say it with some respect, because how do you fight the evil forces surrounding you? It's almost impossible. Are you picking the right people? And I'm, I think more and more here. I mean, Reince Priebus is, the guy is really bright. Sean Spicer, I mean, he's kind of ridiculous looking, and he's perfect for a fodder on Saturday Night Live. But Sean Spicer doesn't really have the affable means or the whole ability to project. Josh Earnest did, but he lied about everything he said. Of course, now he's making a lot of money. He's on all these TV shows. I mean, he was an adept liar. I don't think Sean Spicer is putting the spin on that way. But go deeper into the organization. Jared Kushner, I haven't heard anything bad about him. He's obviously a very bright guy. He comes from a family. I think that's worth $1 billion in their own right. I mean, he and Ivanka, I'm sure, have a great life. But he hasn't had Washington experience. And my whole point is, and I have been on the bandwagon since the beginning, it's time to take the politicians and throw them the hell out. As Trump says, clean the swamp, drain the swamp. It's not easy because you've got scores of thousands of people who are still active in Washington who are serving as, I don't want to say agents, it makes it sound like aspiring, but as representatives of Barack Obama, and they hate Trump. The problem is there is half the country that likes Trump and sticks with him. I said that only 4% have given up their support. And then there's half the country that hates him. And it's pretty difficult to overcome when you have the entire press, virtually the entire press. And in his organization, there were leaks. I don't know whether it's from him or Obama or our intelligence entities. I mean, it is. I mean, you look at James Comey. Come on. Got to be careful what I say about James Comey. Trump should have fired him. Just should have fired him immediately when he took over. Comey's performance at these hearings is abominable. I mean, you can see right through it. I mean, Trump has got to know this. It's just that, is it appropriate timing now to fire him with all this stuff coming out on the collaboration with the Russians? I mean, you let things go, and finally you end up in an area like with health care and tax reform that you have less weapons at hand. Steve Bannon. I mean, it sounds like I'm the only one who likes Steve Bannon, but I only know what I hear because I'm not an insider. And what I hear is that, I mean, he's a pretty tough guy, and he and Donald Trump are on the same wavelength. And what you need is someone who knows the ropes. You need someone, he's too old now, but you need someone like Jim Baker. I mean, you do. I mean, I wasn't sure I was going to get to this point after 62 days or whatever it is in office. But I think I'm there because from looking at this, I'm realizing as successful as you've been all your life, you can't jump into a situation where you really need the help of others in order to survive. You see, as Trump is a businessman, take it or leave it. Here's the deal. These are the help. You've got responsibility. He had ultimate responsibility over everything. He doesn't as president of the United States. It's a team game. It's a team game that Obama won without ingratiating himself to Congress. And again, till the day I die, I'll never, ever, ever understand this hold that Obama has on everyone, even all the way up to the Supreme Court with John Roberts. Never, ever will I know this, and I'd love to. For more on politics.
Love should always. Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won. And I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned into Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
I'm Tom Peters. I rode In Search of Excellence many years ago, and I've been talking to Stu Taylor for a long time, and conversations with Stu are absolutely as good as it gets, and I think that's true for his audience, too.
Sweet Soul Music by the late Arthur Conley. Man, did I like to dance to that. I think as I do these shows, and even during the break I'm talking with Matt, I'm starting to get extremely sentimental. And I'm trying to do a little bit of introspection here and self-analysis to ask me why. Is it because I just have to remove myself from the political front? No, the answer is no. Because I still think this country is doing great things, and I think if Trump can kind of come to a reconciliation with his impulsive behavior and his intellect. And, you know, I just want to tell you, don't become a multi-billionaire by being a dummy. You don't get to put on all these reality TV shows and beauty contests and open all these golf courses being a dummy. He is no dummy. But we're all victims in one way or another of our personality. And I don't want to play psychoanalyst here today. And he's become a victim of his own personality by not having made the adjustment from being one of the most high-profile personalities in the world to the highest-profile personality in the world in a business where you say the perfection of this business is I'm sweeping everyone out, and I'm going to do it my way, which is best for the American people, and I don't have any doubt. Well, I'm going to go on record here. His first major law that he tried to appeal on Obamacare and I like the way he handled it afterwards. He didn't chew anyone out. He was gracious. And I say, as people say all the time, gee, maybe he's learning. Well, my fear is that he learns maybe about the mechanics of something by saying we shouldn't have put this in there in healthcare or that. I don't know. From the first day, I couldn't believe it. It took Obama years to put through his horrific program of health care. And if you go back, and I don't want to date myself, but in the 90s, I broadcast out of the North Lawn of the White House. I used to broadcast out of George Stephanopoulos' office in the White House. I've been to the Capitol building. And that's when Hillary Clinton try to put through that first health care program. I don't know if there was anyone who preceded her. I can't go back in history. For anybody interested, and you may be interested in math, go to my website, StuTaylor.com. It says Video Archives. Click on the Video Archives. You'll see me at the White House with Stephanopoulos, a little humorous. You'll also see me in a number of other roles, but that's not what we're here for this morning. I just thought you'd want to quit your jobs and spend time on my website. So Trump has to make these, he's being forced to make these adjustments. How in God's name do you not prepare a bill and get it ready after being in Congress and having Obamacare out for these years and not have a plan that was ready? I mean, and then trying to push it through. I mean, you talk through rushing through Obamacare with no one reading it. This is in many ways. In a way, was trying to sell us a bill of goods. Whoops, so I got an echo. Echo, Matt. Trying to sell us. Okay, here we go. Trying to sell us a bill of goods. And Trump went along with him. And I guess Steve Bannon may have, just to get this thing passed. And I went over this last week, so I don't want to go down the road here of talking about what it didn't accomplish when you get to phase two and phase three. And now there's a day of reckoning to come. It should come. I think even at this point, because if we go on to tax reform, does anybody out there think this is going to be any easier? Does anybody think sitting down, oh, yeah, they said they'll sit down. I don't know how old you are out there, but I've heard this for 1,000 years. The heads of each party are going to sit down, and I will tell you, in the days, the last days with Tip O'Neill in there, it was fantastic because these senators and these congressmen would go to dinner. They'd be buddies at the end of the day. They would, Tip O'Neill, work with Ronald Reagan as great friends. They were able to accomplish something for the American people. Our politics don't work that way anymore. Now, I'm not in politics. But I have such an, and I'm not coming on here to camouflage it. I'm not saying, well, we should have a balanced approach and compromise. I hate so many of these people. Do you know why I use the word hate? They're doing their part in destroying the United States of America. I love this country. By and large, the people of this country are magnificent. Now, I'm in contact, with what I do here, and I have two other shows, and I have a lot of personal appearances. I speak with thousands of people a year, and I have to tell you honestly, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, by and large, just about all of these people are true, dedicated, loving, compassionate, decent, patriotic Americans. We have a powerful wing in this country. And it's not just liberals, because there are liberals, that's great. Talking about progressives that I believe are out to overthrow this country. And I believe you look to George Soros and Barack Obama and the people supporting him, and I don't have any inside information about the forces of power who are doing this. I don't. It's not that. Oh, I've got information here, but I'm not going to release it because it's confidential or I'm not allowed to say it. Well, I've had many off-the-record comments with many of our guests, and I have never, ever, ever betrayed one of them. Yeah, there's a lot that I know. I don't have any facts. I wish I did. Or maybe I shouldn't, because I just saw the old 1966 movie with Jimmy Stewart, Doris Day, the man, Alfred Hitchcock, the man who knew too much. You know, when the dying guy whispered in his ear, he had a knife in his back. They were on a vacation, and he told him things that got him into trouble, and he got threatened. They kidnapped his son. I mean, I don't have any information about these details, but you know, when you've been around and you see the landscape and you talk to a lot of politicians and you add up one and one and it comes to two every time you add it up, you know there's something rather clandestine going on. And I think a lot of people are aware of it, but what can I expect a doctor who works 18 hours a day to do? Or some young, struggling millennial who's trying to make a living, or a woman who is trying to maintain a balance in her house with her family and perhaps work. I do this, which is sometimes why I get frustrated. And I have a friend, as a matter of fact, I'm seeing him today. And he's clueless. You know, he goes to Snopes or one of these websites and sends me an email. It's always negative against Trump. I mean, it's negative against the Republicans. And I sent him an email, you know, a while back. I said, you can email me all you want. I'm never, ever giving you the benefit of your intellectual prowess, which is zero on politics. I don't even answer him. I said, when you have enough information and you know what's going on and you can have a balanced conversation, we'll talk. This is the way I handle it. This is basically the way I handle it. I haven't had an argument since the election. I don't even bring it up. I'm a good guy. All right, we're going to talk about food. Always a pleasure. Oh, I had the greatest Marian Christo sandwich yesterday. Oh, man, was that great. All right, we'll be back.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Live stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is George Will. I've just had the pleasure and sheer fun of an interview with Stu Taylor. Hope you'll listen.
All right, a correction. In fact, I should just correct what I said. I said I had a Miriam Crystal came from. I had a Monte Carlo crystal, whatever you call it, sandwich. Yes, you know it has. I generally don't eat like this. I eat healthier, but it's got turkey, Swiss cheese, and ham, and it's in a sandwich. I mean, it's just delicious. I had a rare treat because I don't eat that stuff because it's got too much fat, too much salt. See, I'm living a life missing everything, except when I go to Seasons 52. All right. Okay. I just had a nice segue to the show, Dan, about yesterday's sandwich that I had somewhere, and now it's the pleasure of Seasons 52. Dan Hebenstreit, he's the managing partner of Seasons 52. They've got two locations. One in Burlington, Massachusetts, another one in Chestnut Hill. It's as good as it gets. Let me start off that way and introduce Dan. Dan, nice to have you with us again.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing all right, thank you. And first of all, Restaurant Week was a resounding success, wasn't it?
Of course. We do very well with that every year for those two-week periods. And then we have another one coming up. It seems like it's far away, but it's actually going to get here quick. As we all know, in August, we'll do our second round of Restaurant Weeks.
Well, I mean, first of all, the value that you get for your money over there is almost unprecedented anywhere. It's as good as anywhere. It's as good as the best value you can get. My wife and I were there a couple of times in Restaurant Week, and I'll tell you, that three-course meal for the cost was unbelievable. But, you know, people say, well, it's three courses. What about the quality? Quality was unbelievable. What's new and what's going on over there? I know things don't change every day, but you certainly have a lot to handle with rapid changes over weeks.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's funny because what coincided with Restaurant Week essentially was that we actually started our spring menu. And as you know, we do change our menu seasonally. So every 3 months we change our menu. We are already into the spring menu, even though it doesn't necessarily feel like spring today. So what we do is we'll change out a flatbread. So, for example, we removed our short rib flatbread and we added on our crispy prosciutto and asparagus flatbread. You know, crispy prosciutto, some asparagus chips, and camembert cheese. It's a very popular flatbread. We say every time we roll into the spring season, people are dying for it and asking for it. You know, we'll change out some of our salads. For example, we have a new arugula and shaved asparagus salad with pea tendrils, feta cheese, and a nice lemon vinaigrette. We'll change out some of our entrees. We have been working with, for the past two changes, we've been working with a wood-grilled hand-lined tuna with black rice, kohlrabi slaw, and a sesame peanut vinaigrette. One of the other things that we're coming into now, besides the spring menu change, is starting on Easter Sunday, which is, as we know, coming up fairly soon, April 16th, starting on that Sunday and moving forward until time tells, we're going to be doing brunch, and this is going to be the first time that we've gone live with brunch every Sunday. So on Easter Sunday, April 16th, we start doing brunch. It's going to start at 10 a.m. in the morning, so we'll open the doors at 10 a.m., and the brunch menu will be served until 1 p.m.
Now, and you're going to be doing this every week, every Sunday?
Every Sunday. So that's going on at our location in this region and also at our Chestnut Hill location on Route 9, at that location, too. Every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., you can get brunch. And just to give you a quick rundown of what some of the items look like, we have a shishuka, which is pasteurized raised eggs, baking a nice sauce of sweet peppers, tomatoes, chorizo, and some crumbled feta. Another one that sells very well is our brick oven brioche French toast, blueberry-infused maple syrup, and a whiskey-smoked brown sugar pecans on top. And then one of my personal favorites is our smoked salmon flatbread. It's our typical flatbread setup, and on it you get some cold-smoked Kendall Brook salmon, capers, red onion, and a nice horseradish crema. So, again, that's going to be every Sunday, starting on Easter Sunday, from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Now, again, you can get the full lunch menu as well starting at 10 a.m., but we want to focus on brunch, obviously, because this is new for this location that we're going live with brunch.
Well, what about desserts? I mean, it sounds like a lot of great changes, and we need change. What about the desserts? Any additions there?
Yeah, so what we have, believe it or not, right now, which we got a little pushback from our servers on it, but it actually turned out to be a great thing, is we have a goat cheese mini right now. It's got the cheese part of it is obviously made from goat cheese, which gives it a little bit smoother, a little bit creamier texture than a typical cheesecake. And we've got some walnuts in it, candied walnuts, and then we infuse it with a little bit of thyme. And, again, it's kind of, when you think about it, you're kind of, well, I've never heard of that before. But when you have the mini, it is phenomenal. Great flavor. The thyme actually plays very well with the goat cheese and the candied walnuts. It's very, very tasty, and actually one of my new favorite minis that we have.
You got great rooms there if you want a private party or a business meeting. What's the seating capacity, and what do you want to tell businesses out there?
Well, you know, really, we're very flexible with the seating capacity. I would say that we can do a minimum, very intimate, like boardroom-style chef's table party of 10 people, and we can go as high as, if we use all the back rooms, we can go as high as about 70 to 80 in the back rooms. Now, not to mention that we've had, over the past 3 years, we've had two complete buyouts where a company has come in for a holiday event or a meeting, and they bought the entire restaurant out for most of the day. They come in at about 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon and have it for the rest of the night. You know, we can pretty much accommodate really anything in terms of a celebratory event or business meetings. Business meetings, you know, like I said, we can probably do up to 70 or 80 if we utilize all of our back rooms.
The website is Seasons52, that's Seasons52.com. My recommendation, and I'm sure you agree, is to make reservations. You'll get well taken care of, but especially on a weekend, try not to just show up. Anything else you want to add?
No, look, we're just getting excited for Easter, and of course, after Easter is Mother's Day, and then again, Sunday, April 16th, we go live with brunch starting at 10 a.m.
All right, as always, a pleasure, and look forward to seeing you over there very soon.
Thank you.
All right, Dan, Heaven's Right, managing partner, Seasons 52, a nice way to end the show. This is Stu Taylor. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
you have any landscape projects in mind?
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.